Obviously, right now it'd be 2:30 in the morning there, so that wouldn't work. That is why we are fooling around trying to get a Sunday date with just about any excuse you can imagine. So, hello, FakoTube is actually online perfectly right now. Isn't that wonderful? So, let me bring up the FakoTube chat. And of course, we are on Twitter, DLive, Facebook, Fakeologist Forums, and we are also on Odyssey, fake11.com/odd, and of course, FakoTube. We're not on YouTube because I haven't set up a new account, and I will not, shall not. And yeah, so let's say hi to the people in FakoTube chat. We have Epic Souls. Hello, Epic Souls, and unknown users. Epic Souls, we would like to have you on the broadcast, Epic Souls, because I want to have any and every donor that wants to talk and tell us their story and do a broadcast specifically about them and for them. So Epic Souls is a monthly $9.11 a month donor. Thank you so much. And please, when you feel like it, call in. I think you work tonight, so you want to call in during a break. We can give you 15 or whatever your break is. And the phone lines are working. I kind of neglected the phone lines in the sense that I misconfigured them for a couple weeks and didn't notice. I wasn't getting any phone calls in the day. So that should have been my first clue. So I haven't quite finished fixing it up yet the way I exactly like it. But the phone lines are open right now. So you can call in if you would like. And I haven't quite figured out how I want to do the phone lines, to be honest with you. Right now, they were on a time thingy where if you called at a certain time, they would go to a certain menu. The problem is I'm not consistent enough with my time, so you can't really have them automatically go to a schedule. So I'm going to fix that. The phone line also works for the audio chat. If you're actually on an audio chat and don't want to log into Telegram or Discord, you can use the audio chat. So think about that if you want. What am I doing here? I accidentally canceled the live stream and the Telegram. I've got to fix that. Let's see here. Continue. Okay. So now I've got the streamer bot going in the Telegram. So yeah, you can call into the Fakeologist audio chat. That's where all the action is when I'm not doing a show. So feel free to go over there and have a dip in and have a chat, and I'll record that. Also like to, since we're on the donors page, also like to thank the monthly donors. Of course, Gibby is our most outstanding monthly donor at $33 a month. I don't know who that is. Thank you very much. If any of you people here, Gibby, Greg has done a show with me before. As a T, I don't think has done a show, $20 a month and $10 a month. By the way, these are just levels that you choose. I just chose them randomly. You don't get any special benefits other than be first every time I go through the list. But thank you nonetheless. And thanks to the 9/11 donors. Any of you guys, Harmon's called many times. Nick, I've never talked to. It appeared to bank sharply. I've never talked to you. Epic Souls, Leah, Pepper. I've talked to Pepper. Haven't talked to Leah. Anders, I don't think so. Harvest Moon, I've talked to. Stratman, if you're still a donor. Thank you. Waterman Chris, many times. Go find the others, many times. Bing, great big donor here. He sponsored FakoTube for a while. Simon, I don't think I've talked to you. And I could go through the list, but I'll leave the rest of them off for now. And thanks to the monthly one of donors, the people that just donate here and there. That's the way I do it usually. Well, thanks to Dave J, made another donation. Thanks so much, Dave J. Dave J is active in the Telegram chat. with his friend Napoleon, and Philip G. 100. And again, I don't know where Philip is from. I don't know if I've ever talked to him. I think I know who that is, but I'm not positive. And usually when I get a donation, I'll send you right back a private message thanking you. So thank you, Philip G. You don't have to respond, but I didn't get a response. But yeah, look at Harmon's donated many one-ofs many times. Mother Trucker, I invited her for a show. She is the Epic Cash Woman. She did an interview, and then I asked right after I saw the interview if she wanted to come on my show, coincidentally, and she said she has to think about it. So I'm not sure how much she listens to the show as a fakeologist, but nevertheless, like to have her on. But yeah, thanks to all these monthly donors. Really, really appreciate it. And the one-up donors, fakeologist.com/donate. If you want to join that list, and we even take Epic Cash, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Lightning. Never. I don't know if I've got any Bitcoin Lightning donations. Same with Epic Cash. If you send me Epic Cash, you got to tell me, because it's completely anonymous. And I mean completely. There is no way to tell who sends what. So thank you all you guys. And say hi to anyone listening on the live stream tonight. Fake11.com/stream1. That is where we stream on the radio. And we have someone from Englewood, Colorado. They leave the player open all the time. And if you do tune into fake11.com/radio1, you will get old shows playing around the clock. If you go to fake11.com/radio2, the audio chat, and if no one's chatting, you get elevator music. That's the difference. Should I play old audio chats instead of elevator music? You'll let me know. And of course, the other thing I spend tons of time with is the blog, fakeologist.com/blog, right here. And I just posted this one. Mike Martins, mikemartins.com, Mike Martins on Odyssey, on Rumble, and even YouTube. Mike Martins always plugs my show. Mike Martins of Mike in the Night. He lives in British Columbia. And I am going to actually, I put his last show, which I thought was pretty good. It's not his normal style, where he did an interview with James Roguski, who is exposing the who. And I put it on FakeoTube. It was that good. He talked to James for 2 hours. James gave out his phone number, and I left a message for James to call in. He might call in on the hotline, because I left the hotline number. Let's see. And the reason I'm interested in the who, and you should be too, is because it is slowly working itself up to becoming a worldwide government body that creates rules and regulations that shall be adopted by every member country, which is every country. And you won't like the regulations if you look them up. Basically, they can call the threat of any health emergency. They can lock the whole world down on a whim. And that requires the agreement of each member country. And they have it as a negative option or private way of contracting. That is to say that they create a regulation, and then every member country is assumed to agree with it unless they explicitly decline it. So the offer is made all the time, and it must be declined. And so far, the latest amendments, which are more and more undemocratic, unconstitutional, they have to be declined by November of this year. Otherwise, they go into effect. And every country who's a member, including Canada and the U.S., shall enforce through their own mechanisms these regulations that are not laws, but Doesn't seem like anyone cares or knows the difference between a law and a regulation or a mandate. They seem to treat them equally, and that's why we went through 3 years of insanity. Just so you know, fakeologist.com/live. That has my show schedule. There's a Google calendar there. And if you look at the calendar here, you can see that on tomorrow we have Peter Wright. Why Peter Wright? He is the expat from South Africa, Rhodesia, who came to Canada. And I put a link on moreab.fakeologist.com. A link to apartheid's back. Yeah, apartheid is back. Except it's the whites that will be explicitly excluded from society. And bet you haven't heard that before. So take a look at that. We're going to talk about that. Plus, he sent me an email that he couldn't verify, but he said that it sounds right to him. And that is to say that it took the bankers to bring down South Africa. It had to be money, otherwise South Africa would not probably have changed all that much. That's pretty fascinating. Apologies, by the way, if you got 6 different emails announcing the show is live. Part of the problem with going live, I guess, with FakoTube, it's doing some strange things. So please forgive. And I don't know why. I guess it's another trouble ticket that I have to open. And what else? So on Tuesday, fakeologist.com/live, right here, we have Peter. Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Well, Wednesday and Thursday of this week might not have a show because my schedule is different this week. I might come on at 8:30 to 9 o'clock, something short just to say hi. And, well, let's see. Now, tomorrow's normally Uncle Epic, as you can see by the calendar here. But Uncle Epic is quite busy, so he didn't mind being bumped off for tomorrow. Now, a lot of people that don't like to talk about Epic Cash are surely okay with that, I guess. Now, nobody is watching on any of the classical fakeologist streaming sites. Facebook, Telegram. I don't do Telegram. What else do we have here? We have Odyssey. I don't know if anyone's on there. And Twitter and DLive. I don't think anyone watches me over there, which is interesting. Which is okay. If you want to call in, you can ride shotgun with me tonight. I have that line open, 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984, or Fakeologist on Skype. You can hit me over there. And what else? Did Ed Sherini respond? Okay. I'm just looking at FakoTube now. I left a message for James Roguski on Skype. And what else we got here? Just looking through some of the people that I've talked to on Skype over the past. How I See the World. That's an interesting guy from way back in the day. He's on my list there too. Yeah, been quite a few people. Da, 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 da. And even Peter Ruse. Even Peter Ruse's wife is on Skype, I see here. I talked to her. Peter Ruse, if you're listening. How you doing? Okay, well, let's get back to FakoTube and let's see a few of the posts I have made and have not talked about since last Thursday. There's Thursday's show, an ounce of salt per day, where we talked about the WHO. Oh, here's The Money Masters. I have to finish that one too. And The Nuclear Hoax. I have to finish that one as well. Okay. What am I doing here? Let me play this quick video. Sometimes the videos I post aren't necessarily fakeologist related, but they're really kind of funny. So here's a video, The Tale of Two Cities. Somebody was showing which is the civilized country. We got Chicago's O'Hare Airport carousel area. And we have the area in the lounge area of the Warsaw Airport in Poland. Take a look at this.
This one?
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Hi, Lucy.
Anyway, that was funny. I got that off Dollar Vigilante there. That's Lucy the dog. So that was a good one. Thank you, Jeff, for finding that video. If anyone can find that one, it's probably on TikTok. We should look that up just for a laugh and see if it's on TikTok. That was really cool. Okay, what else we have here? Here's a pretty good video. I think it was also on Dollar Vigilante. Give Jeff credit, even though he doesn't exactly put you in the right cryptocurrencies. For instance, he'll never talk about Epic Cash, it would seem. He does have editors who find him really good stuff. To find all the material he finds in a week, I guess it's possible. He must do what I do and go through your regular places to find stuff. But he does get occasionally some really good stuff. So let's play this one. This is all on FakoTube, by the way, FakoTube.com. And please share FakoTube. Don't have enough people watching. I have the regulars watching. It seems to have peaked about a year ago. So please share FakoTube.
Fine. There's three initiatives that are put down through the World Economic Forum.
One this is called, guy must be a podcaster because he's using a real microphone, which is really great to see.
CEI, one is called ESG, one is called DEI. These initiatives are put down as social initiatives from the World Economic Forum, the most powerful people on the planet, through the banks to the...
Yeah, well, the Bilderbergs maybe are more powerful, but these are all SDGs that were agreed to by the United Nations. So I think that WEF is not the most influential or powerful group, but it's definitely a club of the top companies.
Big corporations. These corporations, unlike my business, actually depend on that financing 100%. So if they don't do the things that these three initiatives, the CEI, the ESG, and the DEI say, they actually lose their funding. So
I had to look up CEI, by the way. What was that? Let me look that up real quick. Fakeologist.com/blog. Let me find it here. And I looked up CEI because it blew my mind. I'm another acronym to have to learn. CEI. Let's look that up. Need to know. Who is this? Profile Dave J. CEI is, okay, I've got to click this, Corporate Equality Index. All right. Oh, wow, you go to the website and they're already begging for money. It's quite interesting that the backlash to the whole gay pride thing, the whole gay pride month, it's starting to bubble up now, which is good to see. Because I think it's ridiculous. In the end, it's too much. So that's it. Corporate Equality Index. So some private NGO probably has drummed this idea up to rank companies. And just another acronym that they got to hire someone for to show that they're following the New World Order. Guidelines, not rules, not laws, to really bring their company to a place where they can go to the bankers and get money. Because without that, the people that control the money are not going to lend to them. I think that's the whole idea here, is to bring finances to enforce or affect social policy.
So they can't operate their business. So you say, well, aren't these people smart enough to understand why their business, they're destroying their business? They can't not do it. Because if they don't do it, they won't get their funding.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If anyone knows who this guy is, let me know. See if he must have a podcast. Nobody buys a microphone without talking regularly, and he talks very well.
So they can't operate, so they have no choice but to do it. And then they drive their business into the dirt. And here's why that's happening. Because the people who run these companies, the officers of the companies, are not the founders of the companies. These are people that are many generations removed and many degrees of caring about the actual brand removed, all right? So these people are college graduates who think they know a whole bunch of stuff because they have an advanced degree, and they are making decisions that are, you know, basically about the money and thinking that eventually people will adopt this and it will stop. But it's not going to stop, and it's not supposed to stop. This is what people are failing to do. What's happening is we are dealing with a communist insurgency that is undermining the values and the identity of the American public.
I wish they'd say communitarian, because it's not communist. It's communitarian, which is like communist, but it's not.
What they are doing is they are intentionally creating a scenario where the American people rejecting this initiative is actually hurting iconic American brands that remove much of the American identity.
Well, you know what? I hate to tell you, but Budweiser hasn't been an American company for a long time. They're all globalist companies now. The American brands are done. They've all been bought over and bought out. And guess who the major shareholders are? BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. So even though they're an old American brand, they're not American anymore.
So when you name these companies off, all of these companies represent America when you think of them traditionally.
They used to, but now they represent the world.
So now they're removing part of the identity, which is part of the communist process called demoralization. If there's less identity in America, there's less to fight for, which makes it easier to conquer. All right. Then on top of it, one of the goals of communism is to create two classes of people, very poor and very rich. And so what they're doing here is they are getting the American public to cancel their own companies that actually hurts their own neighbors who are good, hardworking American people. Because the people at Bud Light at the top are not the ones feeling the pain here. It's the delivery drivers. It's the hardworking red, white, and blue Americans that believe the same motherfucking shit that you all believe, who are getting fired or laid off or losing because of this. So they have run an operation to push this initiative down through the companies intentionally, where the companies cannot resist it because they're required to do so for their funding, knowing that the American people are going to reject it and destroy these companies, creating the lower class system that they're trying to create in the first place.
Well, they don't care about the brands because they have 100 other brands under the same umbrella. So any corporation that owns is an oligopoly, they can let a brand go. Because their other holdings will just replace it. They're not going to lose anything. And I suppose if they wanted to, say, crush a company that's heavily unionized and has high costs because of it, yeah, that could be another tactic. I don't think we really get the total story here. There's a lot of, since it's all about money, has probably more to do with money than anything else. So he's sort of getting at the right point. So I agree with them. And again, if you know who that is, let me know. Oh, Mr. Dave J's in the house. Hello, Viking Helga. Good night. Actually, I was just looking through the Skype and I saw Viking Helga's name from a long time ago. And I thought, oh, okay. And then she shows up. There's some synchronicity. Oh, okay. Okay, so that was a good video. What else do we have here? How about this one? It's funny because I was talking about baby powder. I watched a good documentary. I like documentaries, called Toxic Beauty, which was done by a woman, Canadian documentary filmmaker, who did some other documentary that was interesting. I think it was about transgender. Not that I'm interested in it, but because it's pushed on us, I do sometimes stick to that subject to further annoy myself. But she did something on toxic beauty, and the whole story was really about how the cosmetic industry is quite unregulated. They're self-regulated, which can be a recipe for disaster. And this woman was suing Johnson & Johnson for their talc baby powder, which everyone from every age seemed to have used. And she used it in areas that were quite sensitive. And she claims that it caused ovarian cancer. So she went up and sued Johnson & Johnson, using the internet to find another lawyer in St. Louis who was doing the same thing. And then they forced Johnson & Johnson to take talc baby powder off the market. And that was their goal. There's still baby powder now from Johnson & Johnson, but I think it uses cornstarch as powder. But anyway, on the No Agenda show, which I do listen to all the time, they had a really interesting story that's probably fake, that brings in the PCR hoax, the DNA hoax, and it's also about baby powder. So I clipped it.
Korea reports seizing thousands of smuggled drug capsules containing an unusual added ingredient, the powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease. The Korea Customs Service says they were made in northeastern China from babies whose bodies were chopped into small pieces and dried on stoves before being turned into powder. But they wouldn't say where they believe the babies came from or exactly who made the capsules, citing possible diplomatic friction with Beijing. The contents, though, were identified by scientific testing.
When we analyzed it, the powdered material sequence is better than a 99.7% match with a human DNA sequence.
So there's your first lie. You think you could actually take burnt, ground up humans and identify a DNA strand or sequence? Well, DNA is a hoax. The sequencing's a hoax. But man, does it ever create unlimited stories like this one?
No one's been reported ill from ingesting them, but scientist Shin-Woo Gi warns they have the potential to be dangerous.
We also see superbacteria and other germs and viruses harmful to a person if consumed.
So there you go, back more germ and virus hoaxery. So this story has it all.
Some of the capsules were carried in luggage. Others were sent by international mail. The smugglers told customs officials they believed the capsules were ordinary stamina boosters and didn't know the manufacturing process. One official said no one's been punished, but a customs clearance director at Incheon Airport warned consumers should be careful about health food supplements where the ingredients aren't clearly marked.
Man, that puts a new bent on baby powder.
Okay, I'll give you a clip of the day for that thing.
There you go. That was funny. Yeah, No Agenda Show. If you look below, there's the link to the podcast that I, it even has the timestamp, although it seems to be adulterated somewhat. So there you go. There is the link to that. No Agenda Show. I am a producer of that show. Next. Another interesting clip. This one's a little longer. It's about 9/11 space witness James somebody who allegedly was up in space, which of course we don't believe in here. We don't believe in the space station. We don't believe in astronauts. We don't believe in 9/11. But here is a hoax upon a hoax upon a hoax. I think I've heard this story before, but this is from Tim Osman. who does another really good podcast, Infinite Plane Radio. We have talked to him. He is live tonight. We might listen in just for a laugh in a minute, but listen to this.
Which is also interesting as well. My point is, though, it's like boys fighting for the favor of Big Daddy government. That's kind of what I see with that. All right, moving on. We have many comments I want to get to and other things. Okay, I wanted to kind of get into this. Astronaut Frank Culbertson commenting on watching September the 11th from space. So if you didn't know, there was a witness to September the 11th from space.
Frank Culbertson.
He was on a craft going 17,000 miles per hour, a couple hundred miles above the Earth. But here's what happened. He said, I zipped around the space station until I found a window that would give me a view of New York. I grabbed the nearest camera. It happened to be a video camera. I was looking south from the window. The smoke seemed to have an odd bloom to it at the base of the column, and it was streaming south of the city. Now, again, this is an astronaut in the ISS with a handheld camera looking at the Twin Towers, like Superman with super zoom in vision somehow. And he says, I believe we're looking at New York shortly after the collapse of the second tower. And he went on to say about how it looks so bad from up here. Imagine how it was on the ground. Then he brings out a trumpet and he played taps. But the thing about it is, while he was watching 9/11 from space, he was listening to the audio book by Tom Clancy, Sum of All Fears. Tom Clancy's one of these metascripters. But I'm just thinking, you know, what are the odds? What are the odds? And Tom Clancy's The Division, I think, is about the split or the crack in everything. And Dark Winter, we're living through his books now. He's one of the major ones. You know, there's a list of names that are worth examining when it comes to looking at who the metascripters are. Last night, we briefly spoke of Dan Brown and Inferno, about the super virus and how that connected to Tom Hanks, who during
the... I'll link to that in the show notes tonight. That's actually an old story, but I'm not sure why Tim was talking about it right then and there. But it was refreshed, I think, last year, 2022. Who knew NASA was down there helping FEMA? What exactly were they doing? What exactly were they doing on that day? That's kind of funny. So let's go over here and paste this into show notes for the day. This is show 726. And that's where, if you are playing this off the website or playing it off your phone, you should see show notes, and you can just click on them easily. Now, I don't have a lot of show notes like some shows, but I do number them. So that way, if you actually want to go to the article, it's easy to find and it's chronological. One thing I hate about the No Agenda show, they have lots of show notes. I can never find them. What else do we have here? Okay, so that's Tim on FakoTube. What else we have here? I don't know why I left it to go six more minutes. What else is here?
Inferno of Australia Burning was down there fighting climate change when he was quarantined. And in the movie Inferno, he wakes up in quarantine in Italy. He wakes up in a hospital. And interestingly, Italy is where the...
Tim does a great job going solo on his broadcast. It is pretty amazing. Pretty amazing how one guy can talk for an hour. I can't quite do that, but he probably does a better job lining up his notes. But if you want to find him, you can go to, I'll plug him, ips.monster. And he was on last week, I think. And then you can click on YouTube. He has infinite number of YouTubes. And you can click here and see.
Oh, yes. Trust me. I have a blue check.
So there
I have a blue check, so I'm credible. But it does work. That is a thing. I also want to point out that the blue check model does make sense if you are trying to prioritize non-bots and, you know, verification. It makes a lot of sense.
I mean, so I'll put a link to his channel, ips.monster. You can check that out. If you're in a fakery, check him out. That'll be show note number 2. So I recommend Tim. And Viking Helga, you're posting a link to the Communitarian Dialectic. Let's click on that while we're here. That's pretty interesting. Deviant Art. How to easily make all sides of any argument into controlled opposition by creating dichotomy. Wow, that's pretty cool. Very interesting. I think I'll grab this and post it. This is great. What a great link. And I will send it to Jenna and Charcoal Brian. I'll put that as show note number 3. That's really cool. So Jenna and Brian, if you're listening, look at that. This is everything you wanted and more by Deviant Art. They really explain this thing beautifully. Can I see this? Let's see here. I press blow up, it gets smaller. How's that? Oops. Let me get smaller here. Okay, I can now you can see that, huh? Everyone can see that pretty easily. It fills up the screen. Let's see here. Terminology, original meaning and context. You change that. And interesting. Terminology, inverted doublespeak. This is a little hard to describe for the radio. They're talking about the words being used. Okay, two halves of the exact same one singular agenda, but because no one sees it, these two halves are set against each other by design. That's the thesis and antithesis. Together, both are the positive and negative leads of one battery. This battery powers a perceptual engine, which rejects any school of thought that challenges the dichotomy being maintained by this engine. And synthesis is the result. Three new dichotomies are formed. The two sides of each dichotomy fight until they destroy each other. The phoenix that rises from those ashes creates a brand new dichotomy. The thesis group suffers infighting as an inevitable result of the dialectic. This splits the group into new dichotomies, which each have their own thesis-antithesis structures. The antithesis group suffers infighting as an inevitable result of the dialectic. This splits the group into new dichotomies, which have their own. Okay. And then you get to the end game. The only thing which can stop this process is a continuous raise in public awareness of the existence of this dialectic. Hence why this diagram has been created in the first place. The math shows the simplicity. 10 people make 10 more people aware. Who each make 10 more people aware, etc. If, however, for any reason this continued raise in awareness is somehow completely stopped, then the dialectic plays out to its final conclusion, which looks like this. Well, they call it the communitarian dialectic. Once the communitarian dialectic, also known as the Hegelian dialectic, aka problem reaction solution, has completely eroded society, what you are left with is a completely crippled, broken, beaten, and destroyed population with no ability to think critically, no creativity, no life, no hope, no dreams, no aspirations for self-improvement, no nothing. At this point, you can impose any systems of society, government, religion, etc. on the population with zero resistance against you. Humanity has now, at this point, been completely beaten into submission. Okay, well, this isn't, I guess, that descriptive. But it's interesting. Well, thank you, Viking Helga, for bringing that up. That's interesting. Okay, so we will close that. Looks like we have a few other people in the FakoTube chat. Tunax, They Rail Gay, Nitwit. That's a great name. Welcome, welcome. I'm glad you guys found the FakoTube chat. And we'll go back to FakoTube. And we have, it looks like, 9 people in FakoTube. Okay, small audience. Okay, I admit I'm not here regularly these days. So thank you for finding me and spending some time here. Did I update the graph here? I guess I did not. We just update the show information. I'm out of practice already. We didn't update the show information properly, but that doesn't really matter as long as the show name shows up on the screen and the date. And the phone number is scrolling on the bottom. If you want to call in and say hi, I won't keep you because I'm only going to go another 20 minutes. I want to keep the show to about an hour. I just wanted to let everyone know we're here and we're still working. As you know, when you look into truth, you also look into health. And of course, the last 3 years, it's been nothing but health. And the whole rejig of society is all about so-called health. So take a look at this video that I posted probably on, where did I post it? Maybe I didn't. Oh, I must have, because it's got 600 views. So it must have gone up on fakeologist.com/blog. So let's take a peek. And let's take a peek at that. And it's about the seed oil hoax. Everyone know what that's about? Oh, it looks like I put the wrong video. Why would I put that there? CEI, I got the wrong. Okay, let me refresh this page. Maybe FakoTube is acting up. It is acting up. Okay, so that's the CEI, ESG, DEI. I played the airport music one and the fighting one. And let's go to, do I have the seed oil thing anywhere here? Where did I put it? Well, I'll look for it. I'll play it.
And amongst technical vegetable oil scientists, that's actually what they call them among themselves. So the most.
Okay, let's go over again.
The huge crowd that I see before me. let's get down to the science now. So I'm going to talk about vegetable oils. What are vegetable oils? These are vegetable oils, the ones that are most commonly known, really. Soybean oil is the one that is really the main contributor to the oils we eat. And they're not really vegetable oils. I mean, it sounds so lovely, doesn't it? You know, I always wonder about what PR room came up with the word vegetable oils. They're not made from vegetable oils. Vegetables like broccoli or anything, they're made from seeds and beans. So they actually should be called seed oils. Amongst technical vegetable oil scientists, that's actually what they call them among themselves. Of course, they're not natural. These are the natural fats that humans ate for millennia. There's tallow, which comes from cows, and suet from lambs. Lard, these are really the two main ones that were used in cooking in the West, lard from pigs and, of course, butter. In other societies, in Asian societies, they also used coconut oil and palm oil. Those are traditional fats. We know they're traditional from in the Odyssey. Athena says she lays down a fat goat and the chine of a great wild hog rich in lard for Odysseus. Obviously to kill him. So vegetable oils of any kind were really not used for human consumption. They were used for industrial machinery as lubricants. In the Industrial Revolution, I mean, first it was really whale oil from the 1820s to the 1860s, and they were used for machinery. And then when we killed all the...
Anyway, check that out. Really interesting. Basically, anything, any canola oil, any seed oil at all, whatever they use mostly to cook fried foods in most fast food restaurants, you do not want to eat it. It's just super toxic and your body can't process it. And that's why you see so many obese people walking around. They're just poisoned. And the obesity is not so much a reaction to overeating, or a symptom of overeating. It's more a symptom of being completely poisoned because your body can't get rid of it. So it just stores it until such time as it can potentially get rid of it, which obviously is never, because that's why people just get bigger and bigger and more ill and more ill. So if you can avoid the seed oils, they are some of the most toxic substances known to man when it comes to eating. So this is I think this is also an older video, but I thought it was worth noting. The Big Fat Surprise is a book from 2014. So the internet was being used even before COVID's for good. There are lots of people out there talking about what to eat, not eat, how the food pyramid is completely upside down, all that kind of stuff. And I don't know why I can't like my own video. There it is. You can like videos on FakoTube, of course. Make sure you log in to FakoTube so you can keep track and log in and get video email alerts. Okay, we'll go back to the main page of FakoTube. Don't forget Peter Wright tomorrow. He's from Canada, but he's also an ex-South African/Rhodesian. He's been on the show twice before. I just find it interesting because we've never been told the real story and how they took over and destroyed South Africa. And in the process, they looted the place. And he'll talk about the email that he got from one of his sources. Very interesting. I did say that I would show Mike in the Night, Let me go back to it. Mike does a really good job, and he doesn't normally have interviews. He usually just takes callers all night or calls a bank of his regular contributors on Skype. He's really good at that. But he got one of his listeners put him in touch with James Roguski, and James is relatively relevant to my discussion with Frank, because Frank is quite concerned about the WHO and the international health regulations, the plandemic regulations that are being adopted, implemented, agreed to by all countries around the world. So James is on the circuit right now, so we'll just skip forward on FakoTube. FakoTube is very fast, as you can see. Very fast. So that is why any good video I put on FakoTube. And because of you guys donating, I can make FakoTube very fast by echoing it all and mirroring it all around the world, including Australia, which is my third largest viewing population. So let's take a peek at James Roguski. And I have invited him on my show. We'll just go forward a bit. Does this work?
I'm not shy. I got a face made for radio, but if you want to show it on your video, that's fine.
All right. Okay, guys, this is JR. I just like to protect some of the people's identities on the show, especially if they're in a specific public sector position that they can't, you know. So
I am all over as public can be. So it's all good.
Well, thanks for coming on, buddy. What do you know? What can you tell us, buddy?
Well, I've been doing a lot of research in regards to the WHO, and my understanding is that your audience goes out to the Commonwealth, and I've actually been working with folks in not every nation in the Commonwealth, but certainly Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom. And so there's a lot of people who are waking up to what the WHO is doing, and there's a number of petitions to get the parliaments in the nations that I named to pay attention to what the WHO did last year.
Right.
And so I'll talk for days. Is there any specific thing that you would like to focus on, or what would you like to do?
You go ahead and unload what's the heaviest thing on your mind, or what's the biggest message you need to get out to the Commonwealth? Because we've been very adamant connecting the dots across the Commonwealth since 2014, and we've been following the patterns of what's happening in Australia, then will happen in Canada later, then what happened in the UK or New Zealand, and kind of following that. And what is the heaviest thing on your conscience, James? What's the heaviest thing that you people?
Anyway, I like Mike. He plugs Fakeologist all the time. Okay, he's only got 345 views on Odyssey. Let's see if Fakotube can surpass his Odyssey channel. I think he's on other platforms. I don't know which is his favorite, where he gets the most views, but he is very active, and he does plug Fakotube every single show. So thank you so much, Mike, and I'll definitely cross promote you over here on Fakeologist. He actually played one of the Fakotube videos, but this is a two-hour interview with James. Really worth it, and just check it out. And Mike does a good job, for the most part, producing good sound, although he's popping his peas without his pop filter. But overall, he's got good graphics. And I like him. He's a very friendly guy, and I have brought him on the show occasionally here, although we never seem to be able to do an actual show because of the time zone differences. What else we got here? So that is Mike in the Night. And let's go back to the blog here. Let's make sure I haven't missed anything. So that's Mike in the Night. Okay, here's Prevent Genocide 2030. This is more anti-WHO stuff. And that's just another... There's quite a few of these channels cropping up. Although I'd wager that most people have no idea what's going on with the WHO. As I said earlier, we did a big FAC, Fakeologist Audio Chat. Here it is here. Resurrected Rollo. So we had Rollo come back after a long period of time. We also had Velocet, who helped set up some of my audio. He was on the show as well. Visiting with Rollo. The show is about 4 hours and a bit. If you click on the show here or the replies, we can see that a few people have listened in already. Napoleon Wilson commented. Dave J commented. Actually, they went back and forth on that show. As you can see over here, there's a little floating chat window. They want me to pay for it. Now, I can't even quite figure out how well it worked or didn't work. But you can leave a couple chats here. I think it still works. But for some reason, they want money. Well, no surprise there, but I'm not sure if it works well or not. It's a little sluggish on the... on the display. Okay. That chat's always floating over the Fakeologist blog here. And before I go, okay, so we'll go back to the blog page real quick. I talked with Rick only the day before on Saturday, so there's tons of audio. If you subscribe to the Fakeologist show, and Fakeologist Audio Chat. They're two different feeds on your favorite platform. So take a peek and subscribe. Adam Curry, who's of the No Agenda show, went on the Megyn Kelly show, which is completely ironic because Megyn Kelly is most likely a tranny as well. I sent a tweet to Adam. He just ignored it on this topic. I said, hey, come look at this video by Mr. E.
So let's talk about Megyn Kelly a little bit. Let's start with the name here.
For all you Mr. E fans, he's taking a bit of a break from the Fakeologist interview. So that's why he hasn't been on this month. It's okay. I think he was getting quite bothered by his research. He's not quite sure.
Megyn. Now, this G-Y-N actually means female in Greek. So you can see it there with English letters, G-Y-N-E. That's where we get the word gynecologist. So it's me.
And not too many people spell their name Megyn with a Y. So there's obviously some meaning there.
Megyn. Me, woman. I'm a woman.
As Kelly. An androgyne.
I think that's what that name could be signifying, because usually the name Megyn is spelled differently, I believe. Just in case you questioned if this person was really a female, well, it's in the name. This person is going to double down and claim, yeah, me, female. Although, if we examine the bone structure and just take a look, we can see this is a very masculine transvestite. Very, very masculine person. If it wasn't for the makeup and the hair and the clothes, more masculine than most men out there, because men are supposed to be emasculated these days. The masculinity seems to have gathered in Megyn. This one here reminds me of Serena Williams. That's how masculine it is. Like if Serena Williams put on white face, you'd get something kind of like this. I'm not saying that's what it is, but so incredibly masculine. And but yeah, with the feminine appearance. So it's like this Amazonian type warrior newscaster.
I like how he calls them transcasters. Now, I know I also get heat. You know, I get heat from all sides, which is fine. But if you don't think that the elite have elite trannies compared to just what they offer the general public, then you really aren't paying attention. So I think Mr. E is just bang on. I like his delivery. I like the way he makes his case. Some people don't think it's enough, but it's fantastic if you ask me. So that is a very ironic thing that she is actually supposedly on the forefront of fighting the transgender agenda, yet she probably is one herself. Come on. These people are just shameless. It's just ridiculous. Why don't I end on this? And let me give a shout out to Topo Chico. Topo Chico is, I believe, a donor to the website. He also sends me constant direct messages on Twitter. That's pretty much why I'm on all platforms, because everyone has their favorite. And Topo Chico's he's a Bitcoin maxi guy, I think. And it's Bitcoin or bust with him, to the point where I think he's blinded to other coins that may be better. That's okay. So Litecoins, he also likes his Twitter. So he sends me direct messages there. And anyone else, send me an email, ima@fakeologist.com. I'm a fakeologist on Telegram. I will probably be I'm a fakeologist on Discord when they implement usernames. You can send me an email. You can even text. You can text our main phone number, 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984. You can text them as well. I think what I'm going to do potentially is send out text alerts. Now, I don't have a way of doing it automatically because they cost a fortune. But I do believe I can send out text alerts. If you want, you can email me your phone number. And I'll create a list of phone numbers. I won't share them, obviously, but I will see if I can send out text alerts manually so I don't have to pay through the nose. Because I do believe I have some kind of SMS interface. Let me just try it real quick. If you want to email your phone number right now to me, if you want it for SMS, let's just see. This is a test. Let me just see if I can do it. Let's see here. Can I do it? Okay, maybe I don't have SMS set up properly yet. Let's see. I can have 10 people in a list. Select, please select your type of contact number. Okay, that's one. So I can send 10 at a time. Let's see. It looks like I can do it. Let's see if it works. So I guess I could manually do it. I could create group lists. Let's see if it works. Well, it did work. So I could manually do text alerts. So if you want to be one of those people that wants a text alert, then send me a message and I will see if I can set it up. Let's see if I can set it up. So you can text the show. I think I can set it up so you can SMS me at the main number. I'm going to do that, but I have to figure out how. So if you want text alerts, let me know. Let's see, DID numbers. Da, 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 da. Yeah, I guess I'll do that. So that's my next little thing, because I know it works really well for Tim Osmond. He's a couple hundred, but he pays, like I said, a fortune to send out text alerts. I don't want to pay. But I'll do it manually before the show. So the best way will be for you to email me your phone number. If you want to come on the show and do an interview, I'm happy to do that as well. So consider that. And looks like that's it. That is it for tonight. So a little update. I was going to read this tweet. Maybe I'll read this tweet first because it was really good. And it describes the last 3 years of what I was talking about. Virologists claim that for every so-called virus-caused disease, there's this specific non-living submicroscopic particle called a virus that somehow can travel great distances, freely enter a human body, find its way to a specific cell type, attach itself to it, inject its genetic material into it, hijack its machinery, and replicate itself by the thousands, all of which then burst out of the cell and go on to target thousands of other cells of the same type in that body, causing the specific disease. It's further claimed that even after that host body produces so-called antibodies to halt their action, they can easily mutate themselves and continue performing their nasty deeds. It's interesting to note, however, that none of these actions have ever actually been observed, since these particles are so small that they can only be seen in still images taken with an electron microscope after much adulterating preparation. Also, they've never been able to take any of those virus particles by themselves with nothing else added, introduce them into a living organism via a natural mode of entry, and produce the disease they're alleged to cause. Title of that is Science or Fairy Tale. Well, I think you know where I stand. That is a very fairy tale. Okay, what else we got here? They rally gay. Hello. You watched the seed oil video? Yeah, very good. Yeah, Tunax James gave his phone number out, so I did call him. And Tunax, you see Mike on Rumble. Mike can out-talk to him. Mike is good. Thayrell says, I thought he was triggered by Tina Turner. Lots of vids about him, yeah. Tunax, Mr. E's next visit is whenever. No date yet. He's just cooling off a bit. I also see Spanish Rut in the house. No idea who that is, but thank you for joining. Again, email me, ima@fakeologist.com. If you want me to send you a text alert, I won't call you for any other reason. And I will do that. And tomorrow, Peter Wright. Thanks again to all the donors. Fakeologist.com/donate. If you want to donate, don't forget we have many other sites, including the forums. I didn't even look at the forums tonight. Fakeologist.com/forums2. Moreav.fakeologist.com. Shorts.fakeologist.com. I just watched Affirmation Generation on trans children, mostly girls that tried to trans into becoming a boy with absolutely atrocious, devastating results, and they all wanted to, and they all went back. I think it's called desisting, but I'm not sure. It's a tough watch to watch all these suffering, mentally suffering children fall for the propaganda and be manipulated by adults and medical people who should know better. Definitely take a watch of that. That was recommended by Adam Curry. Take a look. Okay, that's it for tonight. Thanks to all the donors, like I said. Thanks to all the listeners. Please share this video. I appreciate when you do. The video and audio will be up within 10, 15 minutes. Don't have to wait. It's not like YouTube. And let's get more people listening and or calling in. See if we can do it. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night.